One that we looked at was the Mecklenburg Herald, for instance, the South Mecklenburg News, the North Mecklenburg News, and I believe there's an East and West. It's very hard to tell the difference between a lot of these. A lot of the times, the ones run by Metric Media, for instance, have very similar mastheads. So they have, you know, the same fonts, the same sort of look and feel to their websites.
Any idea what kind of readership they have? Are they getting a lot of hits?
It doesn't appear that they're getting a ton of hits, but certainly they are being shared on social. But the fact that they are not updated constantly probably tells you that they're not producing enough to really generate a ton of eyeballs. Some of them have stories on there that have been on their site for several weeks.
A lot of them are under what I saw was called Metric Media Sinclair Broadcast Group. They are Republican and Democrat. They are not just one party or one slant, conservative, liberal, but both sides.
Absolutely. This is something that both sides of the political spectrum are, I guess, guilty of, kind of leaning on these heavily slanted outlets. A lot of the times, these are stories that might not hold much water in a more reputable news outlets. I'm not sure that everyone who writes these stories for these local sites are actually local. They might be out of Washington or any other hub that these sites are kind of based in, but of course they pretend to be local.
I read in one article where you had somebody in the Philippines writing these articles and that they're basically kind of pulling press releases and that they are not journalists who are writing them. Are you seeing that kind of thing here?
Yes, absolutely. You know, some of them appear to be little more than press releases, basically regurgitated. And a lot of the time it's generic, fluffy reporting. I think that the scary part, readers don't always have the media savvy to tell the difference. You know, something that looks legit has the look and feel of, you know, a newspaper masthead on its website. And unfortunately, it does take a rather discerning eye to tell the difference.
We just went through the midterm elections. What kind of impact could these papers have on politics and in terms of affecting voter turnout or who they vote for on the ballot?
In this age where so much is shared on social media sites, where so much is floating around kind of looking like, you know, a more legitimate news source, readers and audiences will look to things like this for information. And so we run a very real risk of sharing information here that's not highly reputable and that doesn't hold water. So I'll give you a couple of examples. In the debate, Sherry Beasley cited an article from the American Independent that essentially claimed that Ted Budd had taken PAC money from an oil company before deciding on a vote impacting that company the very next day. Both sides are kind of arguing the validity of this claim. It was in the American Independent, and Beasley's campaign did cite the American Independent in several campaign emails. At the same time, Ted Budd has repeatedly cited Breitbart, which I think we all know it has quite a reputation for not being of the highest journalistic integrity. He's cited stories from Breitbart about, you know, reverting IRS funds and going after middle class Americans, which the story has been debunked several times on legit news sources.
But people are believing them.
Exactly.
And you're seeing so many newspapers shut down, especially on the local level. 36 local newspapers closed or merged in North Carolina over the past two decades, according to the News Deserts Project. And it's giving room for these to pop up. Now, are you seeing any movement to try to slow this down?
There are certainly efforts on the ground, grassroots groups and efforts to fortify local journalism and to make sure that the local journalism that exists in markets like Charlotte is robust, mm-hmm. so that we can still provide accurate and fair news.
What can the average reader do to make sure they're getting news from a reputable local source?
I would say don't just get everything from one particular outlet on the internet. Make sure that you look beyond Facebook. Facebook and other social media sites tend to be echo chambers where you are served the type of content that you crave. You know, if you're already left-leaning, you're going to continue to be served left-leaning material. And I would say that resources like NewsGuard are great because they kind of have this scale or measure telling you how reputable a certain news outlet is. You know, make sure that you're listening to public radio. Make sure that you're reading newspapers. Make sure that you are watching television, if that's your thing, that doesn't overly tout one side over the other. I encourage people to do their homework, but I also really encourage outlets like myself, like Axios Charlotte, to educate people on the difference between the two.
Well, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.